You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations is once again sounding the alarm about the looming threat of famine in Somalia. The latest assessment of the country's food security situation has drawn attention to a need for urgent humanitarian assistance to prevent such a crisis. Adam Abdelmoula, the UN's humanitarian coordinator for Somalia, says millions of people are at risk.
Approximately 4.1 million people across Somalia will continue to face acute food insecurity through mid-2020, including 1.3 million people who need urgent humanitarian assistance. Over 962,000 children face acute malnutrition, including 162,000 who could become severely malnourished through the end of the year if their needs are not addressed.
While a recent favourable rainy season between October and December has improved harvests across the country, it's not enough, as 2020 brings new challenges. East Africa is in the grips of its worst locust outbreak in 70 years. And while Kenya has been hit particularly hard, the invasion is also affecting parts of Ethiopia and Somalia. The invasion in Somalia is destroying farmland and threatening already vulnerable crops. And the outbreak could worsen in the coming weeks, with forecasts of fresh rain expected to trigger a new wave of locust breeding. Eddie and Peter Schmidt from Somalia's Food and Agricultural Organization is warning of the scale of the damage.
If the locust does hit cropping areas or grazing areas at the worst time, the damages can be huge, up to 100% where the locust is. That doesn't mean the locust will necessarily affect all parts of the country, but we need to be prepared. So in close coordination with the Minister of Agriculture, we have a plan of action. We are appealing jointly for funding.
Somalia's Deputy Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation, Hamoud Ali Hassan, is attributing the country's humanitarian challenges to factors beyond seasonal weather variations.
The problem in Somalia is not only because of rainfall, but due to insecurity and the lack of infrastructure, which affects the movement of people between member states. Insecurity is a contributing factor.
Recent forecasts suggest most parts of Somalia will experience favourable rains this year, in the season running from April to June. However, forecasters note northwest Somaliland will likely encounter below average rainfall, and that could take a heavy toll on crop and livestock production. Mukhtar Sheikh Hussein is the Director General of Somalia's Federal Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management. He's urging the world's aid agencies to take action in Somalia before it's too late.
We call upon humanitarian agencies to implement the findings and take part in the delivery of aid, because if they do not scale up their activities, the concerns raised by the FSNAU and FAO will come true.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.